It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. JBS USA was hit by a cyber attack over the weekend. The company is the largest meat producer in the world with a big presence in Colorado. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The attack demanding a ransom caused the JBS plant in Greeley to cancel thousands of employee shifts yesterday. It's unclear if the attack will impact meat supply nationally. One cybersecurity expert, Jason Crabtree from Complex, says ransomware attacks are common.
This is just continued engagement from the same criminal actors. And I hope that consumers and regulators are going to wake up and say, you need to have an ability to respond quickly.
Crabtree says even the most prepared companies and governments can be hit by ransomware attacks. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
There's more on the attack on JBS just ahead from NPR. Colorado is updating its definition of a coronavirus outbreak. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The new definition for an outbreak is 5 or more confirmed or probable cases of COVID-19 in most settings. That includes schools, childcare settings, workplaces, events, dorms, and non-residential care locations. The old definition was set to 2 confirmed or probable cases. The state says outbreak definitions will not change for places like nursing homes or correctional facilities, since outbreaks in these settings may have more severe outcomes. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
USA Volleyball has ended its partnership with a national tournament based in Denver. CPR's Paolo Jalcita explains why.
The Colorado Crossroads Girls Junior National Qualifier Tournament recently came under scrutiny after 2 breastfeeding coaches and their infants were denied entry to the venue due to COVID restrictions. Following USA Volleyball's decision to end the partnership, Colorado Crossroads will no longer be a qualifying event for the sport's Junior National Championship. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny day for Colorado. Metro Denver highs in the 70s and Fort Collins close to 80 this afternoon. This is CPR News.